When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. In 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting.
I don't remember going to any house parties when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember being adamant about going to house parties.
I wish that I did. Like, the friends that I had at school, they weren't... I mean, they were drinking, they would smoke and shit, they would be shit. But we didn't... We would go to the park and shit like this.
Yeah, I just remember, like, my parents would... I still don't think my parents drink. They're going to listen to this and then know I've... have a drink of Rabina, mama. And I remember the first time I got drunk. This podcast is no longer about teachers, it's just about what happened in high school.
What happened ever.
And just stuff what has happened that we found interesting. And I remember, because I got drunk quite late compared to all my friends. I remember my friends getting drunk about like 12 or 13 or something.
That was probably the first time I got drunk.
When you're 12?
I might have been younger.
Really?
Yeah, but tell your story.
Sorry, yeah. You were even more interested in my story and I was telling it. But being 15, and I remember it was in my old band we were called Blackwater. We had three songs, I think two of which were covers.
What were the songs?
One song was called Snowing Percy, and that's the one... Actually, shout out to Tim Ashdown, who I know listens to this podcast now. He sent me a lovely message saying that we were in a band called Blackwater. Tim sang on it.
Yeah.
I was lead guitar.
Naturally.
As always. It was a song called Snowing Percy. I'll find the lyrics. I think we've got recordings of it somewhere as well.
We need that.
It's called Snowing Percy. It was a song, we'd never taken any drugs ever. Never have, never will. And quotation marks again. But it was a song, and we were like, what should we write a song about? And we were like, our favourite bands are like Red Hot Chili Peppers, stuff like that. They sing a lot about drugs. Should we write a song about drugs? And then I think we went on Frank?
Yeah.
And we went on for like, what are other words for cocaine? And Snow is obviously one. Percy. And like Charlie and things like that. And then we wrote a song about that. And another song called Are You Satisfied, which was in a completely different genre, but it was just a song we wanted to play. And I think we probably did like Teenage Kicks or something as well, standard. And we played at my friend's, he had like a barbecue or something. And we played then, and then we got drunk afterwards. I remember drinking Budweiser's.
Yeah.
And I think I must have only had about... like four buds, they were bottles as well, so they weren't even that big. And I remember just being really drunk and being like, alcohol's my friend. It's the best time ever. Oh, I love you guys. You're on my band. It was great. And there was a guy called Sam Neill, who this still lives on today as like our group, one of the funniest things happened in our group. Because he's quite a shy guy. One of those guys that's quite shy, but then when you get to know him, like he's obviously kind of outgoing. And I think it was me and Tim were sat there, and Sam, we're having a drink, chatting about stuff, and then Sam just goes, nobody likes me. And we're like, what are you talking about, Sam? Of course people like you. And he goes, no, nobody likes me. And it, obviously he says, oh, nobody likes me because of, and he brings up his hand and he's put a mallet in there instead of his hand in case no one likes me because of my hammer fist. It's so good because we got completely duped with, oh my God, are you all right, Sam? He's like, yeah, no, I'm fine. Nobody likes me because of my hammer fist. And it's just a mallet that somehow he just found and put up his shirt. So dumb. But that was the first time.
I remember...
And the last time.
I remember, actually, I'm pretty sure it was a night that that guy's oven got smashed because it started at my house. I think it was my birthday, I want to say. There were so many pies. Who knows? But I remember this one time. It started at my house. I had a birthday party where it was a Hawaiian themed. I think it was like my 16th birthday.
Hawaiian themed birthday, 16. That's cool. Yeah,
Hawaiian themed birthday.
We need
16th.
To do that now.
And we got absolutely fucking smashed at my mum and dad's house, and a load of my mates were there. It was like loads of fun. Got really, really drunk, and we got to near the end of the night, and my mum and dad was like, kind of like, we're fucked now. We're pretty tired. You need to get rid of everybody. One of my mates heard this and went, there's no one at my house. I said, like, what do you mean? He's like, my parents have gone away for the weekend. I said, like, why did you say this earlier?
Yeah.
So we all went over there. Halfway there, we were walking along. I think we went to a shop and got some more beers and stuff. And we realized that we were missing someone, and it was Holtby. We were like, where's Holtby? We've left Holtby at yours. And I was like, oh, fuck it. It'll be all right. He'll find us. So we carried on going. And went to my mate's house and then got actually smashed and all sorts of stuff happened. The next morning, I came home and I was like, did you see Holtby last night? Because we never found him. And my mum was like, yeah, he was here. I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, when you all left, I went into the bathroom and he was passed out, wrapped round the toilet.
Around the back of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like wrapped round it and like where he'd obviously been puking or something and then just passed out round the toilet. And like just to put this image in your head, like he had an afro at the time as well. So he looked like basically a big toilet brush next to the toilet. And somewhere, like I fucking hope it still exists, my mum has a photo that is hopefully at my mum's house somewhere of that.
Your mum took a photo.
I need to get that photo.
That's some quality footage.
I need it, but I keep asking her. I have to see if we find it because I need to digitize it so I can post it everywhere.
Yeah, so keep it forever.
But there's also a photo. The next photo on the album was where she kind of picked up him and was like, "Come on, then, Holtby, come on," like, and put him in the living room and just wrapped a blanket around him and just left him on the sofa.
Aww.
And like they went to bed and that, and they woke up in the morning and he had left. And then literally just as they were getting up, I came in the door and then he comes back a few minutes later. And like, he'll tell you this. He probably was talking about this the other day when we were with him, Matt. But he used to always have afro combs.
Oh, really?
And
yeah.
And he probably bought about 400 in the time of having an afro. Because he'd just have one, leave it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then come back. Like, I've probably, if I go back to my mum and dad's house in my old bedroom, I can guarantee you I'd probably find about 5 in my bedroom somewhere. Yeah, used to leave him everywhere. But he just came back. I remember him coming back and just being like, I left my afro comb. I was like, how far did you get? And he was like, he was about fucking almost a mile away. And he was like,
really?
I better go back, get my afro comb. Oh. He just kind of went back and picked up. He's like, thanks.
And it immediately falls out of his hair as he walks away.
But yeah.
That's cool. That's a good story.
It's a good one. The first time I got drunk, I remember it was at a wedding. Yeah. And it was my mum and dad's bridesmaid. It was her wedding, so she had grown up and was getting married to some politician or something. I think they're divorced now. If that's significant, it's not.
Nice bit of backstory, yeah.
So I was about 11 or 12, and I remember being there. We walk into, it was in like a nice kind of country house kind of place, out of the city. We go there, walk up the steps, walk in, there's like waiters and stuff standing there. You've got champagne on one side, you've got apple juice on the other side.
Oh, recipe for disaster.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, this is for the people that drink. My dad grabs, you know, champagne and shit. He's like, do you want an apple juice? Because you're, I mean, my dad, he'll he was always encouraging me to have a bit taste of beer and shit like that. My first word was beer.
Is it?
Yeah. This is what my dad's like. So he would be like, do you want a champagne? I'll be like, no, I'm 11.
No, Dad, I'm 11.
It tastes like poo.
Yeah.
So he's like, do you want an apple juice? Yeah, sure. So I have an apple juice. I'm drinking this shit. And I'm like, Dad, this ain't no apple juice. And he's like, yeah, it is. I was like, try it. So he tries it and he's like, it's apple juice. And I was like, it tastes funny. He's like, no, it's apple juice.
Was it champagne and cider?
So I'm drinking this, right? I have one, I finish it. I get to this point where I'm like, this is definitely not apple juice. So I'm going to ride this because I've got a free pass here. So I was like, can I get another apple juice? So I'm walking up to these waiters just grabbing another glass and they're like looking at me like, this kid. It turns out it's Pimm's, right? And my dad tried it and he's like, this is apple juice. It has apples and shit floating in it. He's just, I don't think he had come across Pimm's yet at this point. So I'm tanking these Pimm's because I'm like, I know this is not apple juice. And I can feel myself getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And it gets to a point where
What's up, bitches?
I'm like swaying. I'm like, I cannot walk properly at this wedding. I am buzzed. Like, I need to sit down. I start talking shit. And then I remember having this conversation and my dad kind of clocked on that I was drunk.
Yeah.
And he was like, let me taste that again. And, you know, he had a little sip. And he must have found out that, like, he must have figured out, or somebody told him that it's Pimm's. And he just found it, he thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And he was like, he didn't, you know, he was like, do you want another one? It was like, it's like a wedding, it's like a family occasion where you just get a free pass.
Where's, who are you having this conversation with?
What conversation?
You said you were having a conversation with someone.
When your dad came over.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm drunk right now. I don't know.
I like the idea of 12-year-old you spilling your guts to like some bartender. Oh man, my parents don't understand me.
Give me another one.
Give me another juice.
I have it to say.
I think you've had enough. Give me another juice. God damn it. I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. J. I didn't mean it.
It's hard back home.
You know I get like that sometimes.
Like, a little drunk Barack Obama next year. <so. laughs>
No, I can't do it now. How do you do drunk Barack Obama?
Do Barack Obama, but in your robot, so it just slows down.
Stop, no, stop. Let me say it. My name is Barack Obama.
That's so good. I kind of turned like half Dr. Hibbert in there.
So this is my shoe story.
Shoe bop.
Skip it a bop.
Shoe.
So it begins in approximately year 8 or 9. We were still doing drama. I didn't do drama GCSE. So we were still doing drama. Our teacher was called Miss Maslin, and she was like really cheesy kind of drama teacher, a bit over enthusiastic, a bit boring to say the least. Like, she was quite plain. She'd be like, Miss Maslin. That's how she would say her name. She would introduce. She made a habit of doing this at the beginning of every class, like kind of like an exercise. Mm-hmm. Like, say your name and then there'd be like an emotion way. Tied to it. Yeah. And she'd be like, Miss Maz, like jazz hands kind of shit. So in drama lesson, everybody has to take off their shoes, right?
Yeah.
It's so like the drama, yeah, it fucking stinks. Yeah, but it's a holy place. So we go in there, we take off our shoes and stuff. We're all sitting in a circle. It's drama, so nobody takes it seriously anyway.
Yeah.
I must have said something. I must have been talking while she's doing a register or whatever. She goes to me and she's like, Stuart, can you just be quiet while I'm doing this register? I'm trying to work here. So I'm like, yeah, sorry. You know, I'm, you know, I just be quiet.
Yeah.
I think I must have said something to whoever was next to me. It was probably drama related. But she picks up on it again.
Yeah.
And she's like, Stuart, detention. And I'm like, what? But I wasn't even talking. And she, you know, she's like, detention after school. You're coming back here. And I'm like, fucking bitch, I hate you. I wasn't even talking. So I was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel like it was justifiable. If it was, I'd say, take on the chin. Yeah, okay, fine. See you later. Wasn't right, man. So I got really pissed off and I was like, I'm going to think of a revenge. Revenge. So I think of revenge, right? Sorry, Matt just farted, didn't it? Oh, I've got a good farting story, actually, which I'm going to come back to.
Just for the record, I didn't fart.
No, he didn't.
Who farted?
I think it might have been Craig.
Is that my shirt?
All right.
Revenge.
Composure. Revenge. Deceit. These are all the things which are going
to lies!
Sex.
Scandal.
So I think...
What's in cocks?
What? Cocks?
Sorry.
All right, Janet, Phil.
So, I'm like, we're doing an exercise. I just remember, it's probably some bullshit, like, but prowl around like you're an animal. Stuart, you can be a gazelle. Michael, you can be a rhino. Things like this. So everybody's an animal, whatever. I'm going round in a circle. I'm like, I'm going to get this bitch. So I see her shoes. Oh. And I'm like, she takes her shoes off because she's trying to set an example.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people are going to be like, why don't you take your shoes off?
Yeah.
So they're already off. So I'm like, I'm having that. I think, you know, if I take both her shoes, that's not funny. So I'm just going to take the left one. So I take the left shoe and I put it up under my jumper. I'm pretending to be some type of
pregnant,
like a safari animal. And I'm like, what am I going to do with it now?
Yeah.
So I need to dispose of it. So I look out the window. Nice. We're on about the fourth floor. And there's a fence. That's where the fence to the school is, right below. So I was like, if I throw this out the window, it's going to go into those massive bushes.
No one will find it.
No one's ever going to find it. And I was like, that's too harsh. So
bitch put you in detention, man.
I was like, that doesn't fit the crime. Much like my detention doesn't fit what I did.
Yeah.
So I saw this. We had like a mock-up stage, which was those kind of weird boxes. They're made out of wood. They're not really used for any other purpose but to be drama school stages.
Yeah.
So I pick it up. We got my friend Gavin, who's a lot bigger than me. He's one of those kids that was big for his age, to just lift it up, and then we chucked it under there. And we were like, ha ha, funny. When the other class came in, we finished our lesson, you know. Finished our lesson. We told, because we had friends that were going into the other class. We were like, oh, we took one of her shoes. They took her other shoe and they put it in this boy's bag.
Oh.
They put it in some boy's bag. And when he was leaving the classroom, he opened up his bag and he was like, what the fuck is this shoe doing in my bag? And she saw it and she was like, what are you doing with my shoe? And he was like, I didn't put it there. And she was like, give me back my shoe. So she had one shoe. And then it highlighted the fact she only had one shoe. It gets to about lunchtime and then... there's this announcement which is like, could classes, you know, can't remember what class I was in, like whatever, 9E and 9C, please go to the library at lunchtime. So I was like, uh-oh, I've been rumbled. Both of our classes are in there. There's like, I don't know, 50 pupils in the library.
Yeah.
Walk in. Hello, everyone. Been an incident, blah, blah, blah. Miss Maslin's shoes have gone missing. Could you please write an account? If you know anything, please write an account off, you know, if you know anything, because we need to get to the bottom of this. And I am shitting myself because I'm like, some dickhead is going to just telling me. Some brown nose is going to tell on me.
Yeah.
So we took it upon ourselves, me and my friends, to write down the name of this kid called Lee Cupid.
Really? You dubbed some other...
So we're like, oh, it was Lee Cupid. Now, Lee Cupid was a butt of every joke because he was just one of those kids.
Yeah. I was like, somebody I know.
All right, thanks, mate.
You stupid, 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 stupid boy. That was Lee Cupid. Lee Cupid was the Craig of my school. And so we just put, it was Lee Cupid. And then we were like, see ya.
As your account, it was Lee Cupid.
Lee Cupid didn't, it was not Stuart. I don't even know who's Stuart. So we left. I'm still shitting a bit. So we go to science and we're like, oh, we saw Miss Maslin walking around going to lunch. She walked out with no shoes on.
Oh.
Like, and I felt kind of sorry for her.
Surely there's some shoes in like the PE department or some shit.
She could have, but that would be admitting defeat.
Admitting to her feet.
Admitting two feet
were unprotected.
Miss Maslin.
Right.
So we go into science and we're like, oh, well, I know what we could do. We could kind of indirectly tell her because it's getting out of hand. We need to write a ransom note for the shoe. So we write this riddle. Me, this kid Ryan, who's a little shit, but I used to sit next to him. So we're like, oh, let's write a ransom note. So he got a piece of paper. I drew a shoe, her shoe, like an accurate picture of what it looked like, but a little bit retarded. And we wrote a riddle, which was, your shoe is beige and it's under the... dot dot dot. And then we signed it Lee Cupint because he spelt his name wrong. He was so retarded. And then we crept up to the drawing room and slid it under the door and then ran off. And then that was the last we heard.
Oh, that's a great story.
That's just incredible. Yeah. That's so good.
This is this is the dumb shit.
You sure shoehorned that one in?
Have you remembered your shoe story?
I don't have a shoe story, but me and my friend Michael in high school, that we had an art teacher called Mr. Money.
Woo!
Who was always on the money. We used to make up stories, half made up, half based on actual true events, that he used to do nefarious things within the art room. One of those things was the fact that PVA, as you can imagine, as a 14, 15-year-old kid, was not PVA, but was in fact sebum.
Sebum? What, you mean like the fuzz that which grows on peaches?
Yes, more like what sebum sounds like.
Sea cucumbers.
Yes, exactly. PVA was full of sea cucumbers. And one of our teachers at the same school was... a man called Mr. Bishop. He was our German teacher.
Was he the Pope?
These aren't real names.
Mr. Bishop, right?
Mr. Money and Mr. Bishop.
Yeah, it gets worse. It gets way more unbelievable. But Herr in German is Mr., right?
Yeah.
It just so happened that Mr. Bishop was bald. So when he asked us a question, we could always say, no Herr Bishop. And this drove me and Michael...
It took me a second to actually work that out.
Punchline!
Oh, that's what a punchline is.
Oh, wow. I'm not even going to bother trying to do it. Okay.
Please go on.
But then we had a band that we called No Hair Bishop.
Oh, that's great.
And it is songs... about our teacher. I think there's still a MySpace out there of songs we recorded. We had one called Mr. Money, and there was also a one about a teacher in college called Matt Phelps, and he always used to be obsessed with bitumen and goths and melting clocks and just a bunch of stuff. And he was a funny guy. Very lovable, incredibly funny, but very, very funny. But then we also had a teacher called Dr. Lee. Now, Dr. Lee is the most important one because he was a science teacher who taught science at our school. you can be a doctorate of mathematics, but we always like, oh, why are you a doctor if you're teaching math?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He had a big grey hair, big grey beard. And so naturally, you would always call him a caveman.
Yeah.
So Captain Caveman, as he was known as well. Turns out that his father or his grandfather fought in World War II. And so he talked a lot about that. And then one day we decided to draw pictures of him very, probably unjustly so, as a member of the Nazi party. And I remember getting into trouble for this, obviously, because it's pretty snotty. But the best thing about Dr. Lee was the fact that he said to me, you may be able to draw, and you can do that. Some people can doodle for a living, but if you can't, then you're going to actually have to learn this math. And that was my point on when I decided, I'm not going to learn math, I'm going to draw pictures. And that is what I've gun to half do.
Woo! Look at him now.
That's for you, Dr. Lee. I'll try and find a link to the No Hair Bishop MySpace.
We'll drop that in.
Yeah.
About now.
Do be aware that it's probably mostly full of in jokes.
Speaking of in jokes, I've got a story which is similar to yours.
Pray tell, mademoiselle.
In physics, because physics was one of those things which we always had temporary teachers. So we had this teacher, which I don't know his name, because we just called him Professor Weeto, because he looked like Professor Weeto. He had a massive gap in his teeth, brown glasses, and an afro, like a little curly afro. He's Scottish,
and he fucking loved cereal.
Yeah.
But he left because his father died, and everybody was like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't have given him such a hard time. So we had him. And we had this other one called, I think her name was Mrs. Phoenix.
Mm.
And she was like pretty old, like really short hair. She spent once, we were supposed to be watching an instructional VHS, and she spent 40 minutes off the lesson trying to turn the TV on with a calculator. We took the remote and she picks up a calculator. We thought that gag was enough just to take the remote. She spent 40 minutes while we fucked around in class and played cards. She was trying to turn on the TV. So physics was just a laugh. That was just like a bullshit lesson.
Yeah.
We didn't learn anything. We did this thing. This became a thing in science because we had quite large exercise books. Someone would get chosen while we're working in our, we're having a lesson. Someone's book would get taken. Someone's book would get just taken off them. Whoever's sitting next to them, give me that. And they would pass it down around the whole class till it got to me. And I would keep their book. And I would spend the lesson
drawing
just drawing like full-on pictures on the front. They were mainly sexual, mainly homosexual. And there would be things like our teachers having sex with whoever's book it was, just generally like old, sweaty, hairy men bumming whoever's book it was, things like this.
Yeah.
So this happened for a while, and the teachers, like, we would give in our books at end, because they would mark the stuff that we'd done. They started to figure out, like, hold on, what's all these homosexual pictures on all these books? They're all drawn by the same person. So they held us back once, and they're like,
is it that kid you dubbed in earlier?
We're like, it's Lee Cupid. So they're like, oh, whoever's doing this is clearly good at drawing. I was like, yeah. They're like, we're
that's me, man.
They're like, we're gonna, what we're gonna do, like, because it's not on, it's not funny, we're gonna send all these to the art department and see if we can find a match for them. And I was like, boom,
forensics.
I was like, in my head, I was like, what if that person doesn't take GCSE art? You're not gonna find no match. But you are gonna find me, because I do. So, like, if you know anything, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we're going to find out and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I was like, ah, oh, not again, Miss Maslin. They never did find out, though.
They're bluffing. Nice.
But that went on for a long time. Like, everybody's book. Like, I had everybody's book. Everybody's book had a bit
everybody's
of me on it.
Everybody's book.
Everybody's.
Sorry, is you doing it behind their backs?
No, they would just get their book taken during the lesson. So they would have no book for a lesson while I drew...
Vandalised.
Yeah, I basically drew sexy pictures on it.
That's a cool little job role, because I remember in school, it was always my job to draw pictures of people.
Yeah.
It would always be like, oh, Matt, do this. And I'm like, no, I'm better than that. He's going to be a Nazi this time.
Oh, I did another one as well. We had this teacher called Mr. Sador.
Yeah.
And he was, I think he was South African, or he looked South African.
South African accent, please, Greg, for those people who do not know what South African accent is.
Hey, buddy.
Fair enough.
So Mr.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Mr. Sador, we always used to joke that he was gay. And he was like a stocky South African looking man.
Hey, buddy.
He used to play rugby. And he used to open up with, you know, we'd come into lesson and he would say,
hey, buddy.
So like we would go into lesson, we thought that he was gay first of all.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, buddies.
Hey, buddy. Not that that's indicative of a gay person at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
So in PE lesson, we're doing rugby and he's teaching us how to do a tackle. And he's like, Stephen. And we used to joke that our friend Stephen was gay as well, because he was shy around girls and stuff. And he was like good at sports. Like, Stephen, could you please come up? We're going to demonstrate how to do a successful, safe tackle. So he's like, when the person is running at you, Stephen, run at me. Stephen runs. He's like, what you want to do is you want to get down to about waist level. You want to tuck your shoulder into the thigh and just cushion your head into the buttocks. And we're all standing there watching this like, this is so gay. Stephen is loving it. He must have a boner. Mr. Sador is loving it. And afterwards we just ripped into Stephen about this. But after we had RE, Mr. Sador taught PE in one of the classrooms, like theory. So our friends would come in, but I was in the RE lesson, so I would draw pictures of Mr. Sador, like, bumming Stephen on the table, like, tackling Stephen and, like, his clothes coming off and shit, and, like, him feeling up his bum on the table and put little speech bubbles, you know. And I'll do it every lesson. I'll draw in pencil on the table, direct.
Yeah.
So it would be left. And, like, our friends sat where we were sitting, so they would come in and see it, they'd get the gag. But, again, they were like, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And they thought it was my friend Peter.
Really?
They thought it was Peter Piskov, who was like this Bulgarian kid who had quite a big head. And like they thought it was Peter. And I was like, Peter was away and someone must have approached me and like, do you know anything about it? Was it Peter? And I was like, I don't know anything. But I didn't say it was me.
Yeah.
From then on, I kind of stopped doing this Mr. Sador picture. So.
Left while the cover was high. Yeah. Creepy.
I failed French.
End off.
Hey, Craig, speak some French right now.
Sup, buddy?
Let me ask you a question in French.
Hang on.
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Non.
À quelle heure?
Quelle heure est-il?
Oui.
Si.
Où est la piscine?
Non. Uno. No, it's un, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Spanish.
Un.
Count to 10.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf.
One more.
Oh, fuck. 10. What's the last? What's 10?
Dees.
Ah.
Dees.
Dees.
Dees nuts. I was always more fan of German.
I wasn't. I wanted to take Spanish, but they didn't have it.
They're like, you already know it.
They're like, yeah, you would find that easy, wouldn't you? You're spick.
Spick? Is that what they call Spanish kids?
Hispanic. Is that what it's short's for? Short's
I've never heard being a little spick.
It's a racial slur.
Ah. I thought you were trying to say spice.
Spice of life. What, because I'm Indian?
Well, yeah.
I'm spicy.
I too am Indian.
I thought you're Pakistani.
My sister's Pakistani. So I have almost a right to do an Indian accent or Pakistani accent.
Yeah.
I don't.
You do anyway.
You have permission.
From Barack.
From the ambassadors of both Pakistan.
I don't know if I can
Pakistan.
Do one. I've what? Never tried.
An Indian accent?
Yeah. Like, without being really racist.
Well, do it.
I give you permission as a mongrel of many races to do any race. Go.
Oh, in that case.
India.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Is that Indian?
No, I don't know. That was
I'd like to hear an Indian. Start a conversation off as if you're in GCSE Bangladeshi. And then...
And we'll chime in.
Okay, so we're GCSE. We're doing physics.
What?
And,
what are we doing physics in Bangladesh class?
Because they're all going to grow up to be scientists or doctors and things like that.
Okay.
True. Maybe we should be in a biology lesson.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do biology because I know lots about the body and stuff.
Okay. So how about that osmosis, huh?
I was just about to say... something about samosas instead.
Osmosis. Wait, let's do it. No, you have to do it.
Okay.
So how about that osmosis? Very good, huh?
I can't do it.
No, you have to do it.
What do I say? More like how about them samosas?
You have to do it again now without
okay.
the break.
Okay.
Do it a bit more fluid.
Okay. So we're in biology, right? So how about them that... let me start again. So how about that osmosis, huh?
More like how be them samosas, huh? Deli nice.
Deli nice.
I give me something to try and say.
Would you? Oh, I'm just gonna be so racist.
No,
you have to do it.
Doesn't matter. People can't see us.
What about I just love it when Michael said these guys were doing one the other day. And they were saying, Stu went, oh, excuse me, sir, can I have some more poppadoms? And Michael just goes, yeah, it's good. So, dibs, one, two, three, maybe
how
four.
How many dibs you want?
How many dibs you want? May I eat mango chutney, very nice. Pickle, yes, very nice.
Okay, so we've just said you've done samosas.
Mm.
You need to lead on from that with something. Try and give us some samosas. You have some in your pocket. In your blazer pocket.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what? Why am I doing old man's like, hey, buddy. You want these poppadoms? we got lots of poppadoms here. We got mango chutney. We got the pickly stuff as well. And that one that has a little minty stuff. It's like a creamy stuff and a mint. And stuff.
What are you going Italian? Is it like a minty stuff or no? He dies.
I don't know. Do you want fucking poppadoms or not?
I want samosas.
How about them samosas, huh?
I don't want poppadoms. Have you got any samosas?
I don't know what I'm doing there.
I just crumple
up and kind of go old man.
This is what the Indian is.
Yes,
they must have leprosy.
like spiders that have died. Let's catch him under a cup, eh?
I think, let me start off with, say very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Repeat after me.
Very good. Yes. Oh, you are Father Papa Tom.
Oh, I got an idea. And now we're learning Indian with Mr. Khan.
On the recording, Craig and Matthew.
Repeat after me. Very good.
Really good.
Very good.
Now, where is the bibliotheque?
Where is the biblioteca?
Where is the biblioteca?
Is it okay to drink this tap water?
Will I be charged for drinking the tap water? I asked for tap water, not the bottled water.
Are you sure this is tap water? Do one more. Okay. Do one more.
I'm trying to think of someone which something which will be culturally relevant.
We've got this podcast just taken
what
a
what podcast?
I don't know. We finally got to the place where I wanted it to be. We're just doing voice.
How many sugars do you want in your tea? 9 or 10?
Is that what they do? The Indians have really sugary tea. Yeah. I would like a chai masala. Hold the chai.
You like it spicy? I can make it spicy. I don't know what that accent is.
It's like,
I can make it spicy.
I can make it spicy. You're going to like Tommy Cooper.
Just like that. Just like that.
I can make it spicy.
Sausages.
Well, let's face it.
Remember
earlier when we were doing a podcast?
No. Nope.
What?
Well,
what?
We have lost the podcast. I don't know.
Italian, yes.
Italian, Indian.
Yeah, but Indians, they love to, like, you know, be like, oh yeah, I make very good pizza. They like, because they think it's adventurous.
It's exotic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, exotic. Very good pizza, yeah, very good.
Yes. Chicken and or chips.
And or chips. One chicken, two chicken, three chicken.
Four.
How many chicken. How many pieces of chicken you want?
Don't take a piss on me.
Don't take a piss on me.
Right, it's official. The podcast is gone. We've lost all control.
It's good. I don't have energy now.
It turned into a podcast.
Right, let's just cut it. Let's just finish. Okay. I've had enough. End of the episode. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to subscribe.
No.
Subscribe and also leave some
This is the bit before, at the end of the podcast before the outro.
Oh. Let's sayonara!
Suckers!
And that is the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. We had a very nice time making this podcast. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. I have no idea.
Oh, God.
Does it even sound like anything?
It's almost something.
It sounds... do it again.
Hello. My name is Barack Obama.
I just...
Hello, would you like 2-piece chicken, 3-piece chicken, 5-piece chicken.
I think the best thing about your accents is they sound like you doing an accent.
Like you can hear straight through the masquerade.
Yeah, you can hear Craig.
Straight to the masquer Craig.
Sharp.
This is a...
You can hear you on... Yeah, you can hear him so bad underneath. It's just like...
You just know it's Craig doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. If I remember rightly, it was started off talking about teachers.
Mm, yes.
Then we started talking about lots.
Parties,
yeah. Had a bit
party,
of pies.
Party.
Then we kind of lost it on accents for a bit, didn't we, really?
Party every night.
Yeah, we did a little bit. But it was good. It was a fun episode, even if we did kind of go on a bit of a tangent.
Yeah. But it was good. I think our podcasts have just, that's what they are now.
It's one big tangent, yeah. Isn't it?
We start speaking and then we lose what we were speaking about.
I feel like they've evolved and also devolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In one primordial splodge.
In taste.
And in texture.
Well... This is going to be kind of part one of a two-parter this week.
Oh, really?
Yes. So this is episode 10.
Much excitement,
as we know. I'm actually going to be recording another episode.
Part two.
Part two with Phil.
Janet.
And somebody else.
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. So
our rivals.
You'll have to wait and see, but it will be Phil and somebody else. Maybe someone, perhaps.
Someone funny.
Hopefully.
Those two.
Because Janet's pretty dry.
Yes.
Oh, Jan.
Only kidding, Janet.
Janet Jackson.
Hashtag Phil.
Hashtag
Phil. Well, let's cut it off there. Where can they find us?
What, like us as a podcast?
Yeah.
You can find us on Acast. You can also find us on iTunes if you search That Was Interesting or look at the bottom of the popular charts.
That's it. Keep scrolling.
Yeah.
A little bit further.
A bit further.
Almost there. Oh, I've got right at the bottom. Oh, no, it's loaded up a bit more.
That's, yeah, right under how to clean your chicken properly.
Yeah.
That's us.
Where can they find you, Matt?
They can find me at on Twitter and in prison, baby.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's Matt underscore Shaw. No, it's M underscore Shaw.
What is it?
Behind bars.net. M underscore SHAW. There's an at the beginning, and then it's on Twitter. And you can, there's a good thing called Facebook, and y'all can find us on there. We got a page, and we ain't put nothing on there really, but it's still worth having. But please subscribe through Acast. That's ACARSTED. Subscriptions are real appreciated.
Stu.
Well, you know, everybody can find me at my name, which is Stuart, spelled with UART and ST at the beginning.
ED.
Internet. It also, and it's my, that's going to be my thing for everything, which I'm thinking of changing because it's boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
well, don't bring that up now because we're about to end.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I shouldn't, it's not worth mentioning, maybe. If you have any suggestions of what I should change my Twitter handle
maybe
to...
Maybe Sushi Raul should come back.
Yeah.
Well, let's cut it off there. I've been Craig Lambard. If you put an at the beginning of that, you can find me too.
Oh, sweet.
Bye.
Lame. See you later.
Wait. What did you think of it?
Was interesting. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.